This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. The column in the Des Moines Register newspaper sure caught my attention. It said, "In times of strife, farmers connect with the church." I'll talk about it after this.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farm All Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
The column about the farmer's mental health in the Des Moines Register sure did get my attention. After the focus earlier this year on some reports, such as one from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and also one from the University of Iowa, about farmer suicides. Now, some of those numbers were disputed, some are in question, but regardless of how you feel about the validity of the numbers, there is concern about farmers' mental health. This column was co-edited by Jenna Gibbs, the coordinator of the Great Plains Center for Agricultural Health at the University of Iowa School of Public Health, and Erling Schultz, who is a licensed pastor and serves at the Sharon Center United Methodist Church in Kelowna, Iowa. They said they asked farmers where they turned for help during stressful times, and several emphasized they relied on the support of their local Christian church community, the Bible, and prayer. The two in their column said the local church can be a sanctuary for farm families, a place of constancy in the midst of change and chaos. As they put it, hearing the familiar and comfortable words of hymn and scripture brings a sense of belonging and acceptance. Fellowship, they said, is an important tool for combating feelings of social isolation. It's a way, they said, to connect to others through sharing stories of faith and grace and perseverance. Spiritual practices, they said, offer peace to the external factors that cause farmers the most pain and anguish. They said while most pastors and spiritual leaders are not mental health counselors, there are major benefits to being part of a spiritual community. What can clergy, churchgoers, and neighbors do to combat isolation and help out fellow farmers? Well, for one thing, they can understand and acknowledge signs of stress among those folks in your community. I'll be back after this.